Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This holiday, wrap affection with a gift that everyone loves. Gift cards. Giftcards.com makes it easy to make the thought and the gift count with over 350 brands to choose from. Gift from top brands like Sephora, Nordstrom, DoorDash, and more. New this year is the Giftcards.com gift card, which gives your giftee access to choose from almost anything at Giftcards.com with no purchase fees, no expiration, and instant delivery. It's the gift of so many possibilities. Visit giftcards.com today. See giftcards.com for terms and conditions.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
A great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball's really not a hard sport.
It is Anchorman, not Anchorlady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's. Reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
All right, Tom Ackerman in studio with us, and everybody is excited to see what Mizzou does next, I guess, coming off their big win over Kansas, right?
Yeah, I mean, the bragging rights game has really turned out to be an exciting one on December 22nd. It's a hot ticket, not only because they're good, but Illinois is good. Illinois beat Wisconsin the other night. Huge game for Illinois on Saturday. They play number one Tennessee in Champaign at 4:30 on Fox. I think they're going to beat them. And Illinois is good. This might be Brad Underwood's most talented team, and that's saying something. He's had some great teams, including last year's team that got, you know, ran into a freight train at the end of their NCAA tournament run. But they are very good this time around, and I think it's going to be a heck of a game. I think Missouri is really good. I think that they are athletic. I think they are long. I think they have all kinds of, you know, ability to get steals because of their length on defense. They do have some players that can score, but I'm really impressed with their ability to get up and down the floor. They made Kansas look very average and kind of, you know, rattled them. I think the crowd had a lot to do with that. But the bragging rights game is always awesome. You know, when Mizzou and Illinois hook up, it's a St. Louis tradition, and it's cool to see it get back to that. Hopefully it gets back to that. I want to see that place packed and rocking on Sunday.
Yeah, yeah, I'm sure it will be.
Sunday the 22nd.
And Mizzou's awesome. Got a couple games between now and then, so they can still get tuned up for it.
Yeah, I mean, not much. Yeah, it'll be just little tune-ups here and there and some practices, and then they'll get after it. It's going to be a monster game. But again, Illinois, with their ability, I think they could really get some national attention. They lost to Northwestern and then came back and beat Wisconsin at home. I've been to a lot of great college basketball buildings through the years, and I still think that Illinois is underrated. I just love that place, and it used to be called Assembly Hall. Now it's the State Farm Center, and it rocks. It's awesome, and I think that if I could, I would go to that, actually. I don't go there very often. I'm still kind of maybe talking myself into it. Going to see them when they play on a big stage like that is fun. That is a great place to play.
I'll bet.
Really, really great.
I've already bought my tickets for the Mizzou-Kentucky game in March.
Oh, good.
I just bought them in advance because it's the closest Kentucky will play to St. Louis without me having to drive to Lexington and beg for a
cool
ticket somewhere.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm going.
Absolutely, you should
be a good
that
game. Be the last game of the season.
That place will rock, too.
Yep.
That place, man, when they get
road
rolling. I saw Kentucky beat Gonzaga. That was nice, although yesterday I think you had a little bit of a struggle with Colgate.
Colgate got lucky and hit a few threes in the first half. Yeah. We smoked him in the second half.
I love that coach, man. I think Pope is going to have them rolling.
Yeah.
Got to bring up Kentucky.
Yeah, you do.
I brought up Mizzou first.
Well, it's because they're playing Kentucky.
Eventually they will. They're in the SEC.
We were talking this morning about Bill Belichick going to the University of North Carolina. I think that's really... When I saw that news last night, I'm like, what?
It's weird.
Were you surprised by that too?
I was surprised by that. You know, when his name was connected with them early on when they dismissed Mac Brown and some people put, you know, there was an AI-generated photo of Belichick wearing North Carolina gear. I kind of laughed. I'm like, yeah. But then, you know, he actually went and interviewed with them. I'm like, oh boy, this is going to happen. I mean, he's if Belichick makes the effort to go to speak to them. So there is a connection there. I believe it was his father was an assistant coach there back in the day. And there's just some intrigue. You know, you can't take the coach out of the coach. I mean, this is what they do. And I think there's some intrigue with NIL. Because you can build a team very quickly, as Kurt Cignetti just showed at Indiana. If you get transfers and you can put together a team that you want very quickly through the transfer portal, and you have NIL backing, which North Carolina has that kind of money, you can put a team together very quickly. And if I were in the portal, and there are like hundreds, maybe over 1,000 players who are going to be in the portal, and I wanted to go somewhere that would prep me for the NFL... Is there a better coach to prep you for the NFL than Bill Belichick, who might be the greatest of all time, who's won 6 Super Bowls? I don't care that he's 72 years old. The guy knows football and knows how to get you ready for the next level. So,
and you could play the game with your coach. Who's younger, my girlfriend or yours?
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
It is a 48-year,
I was actually waiting for that.
Age. That's weird. 24 years old, that girl probably has a grandpa who's around.
I don't know, man.
That person's age.
Weird. I cover sports, not the personal life.
That's weird. Weird.
Yeah.
You're right.
I think they're going to want to go just because they're going to want to say they were coached by Bill Belichick.
Just put out a sign. I coached... What, Brady and all these other players in the NFL? If you want to play in the NFL, come play for me.
It is. It's a very interesting story, though.
But hasn't UNC football, I'm just thinking of Indiana football and basketball, Kentucky football and basketball. One has been much more prominent than the other. That's got to be the case at UNC, right? Their football team's always been overshadowed by their basketball team.
Sure, and it always will be. Yeah. But their team is good. It's a great stadium. It's great tradition. I think they've done very well through the years, and it was a little surprising that Mac Brown couldn't get them back to what they were, although he had them going there for a little bit. It's all about your quarterback, and once their quarterback left, I think they took a little bit of a dive. But, you know, again, ACC is a gettable league, as we just saw. SMU darn near won the league. It ended up being Clemson by default almost. I mean, they found their way into the ACC championship game and won it. Best team in the ACC was Miami till they kind of stumbled all over themselves, and now it's Clemson representing the ACC in the college football playoff. I think Bill thinks he's got a shot. I'm glad he's not in the Big Ten. I don't want to go up against him. I'd prefer, as much as I love our coach, I'd prefer to avoid that if I can.
Yeah, that's probably
Belichick just finds ways to win, even though the end of with the Patriots didn't work out very well.
Did I see a picture of Mo, I don't know if it was in the Post or what, at the airport heading off to some meetings where they're talking about where he may be looking for players? For the Cardinals or not? Did I misunderstand that?
No, I mean, their purpose right now is to figure out how they're going to trade Nolan Arenado. And when they do that, they will get prospects in return, maybe even a good young player in return. They may try to trade some other people, but, you know, they're not going to just give these players away. But Arenado and the Cardinals are at an understanding that Arenado wants to play for a world champion. He wants to play for the Dodgers. I don't think they're going to take him. Max Muncy's their third baseman, and they've already said that. I don't know where he's going to go, but the Cardinals will get something for him. And when Mozeliak says publicly that he's intending to trade Arenado, it means he's going to trade him. He's not going to pull back unless there's a change of heart somehow on both sides.
Yeah. Well,
you know who's hot right now, Tom?
Who's that?
St. Louis Blues.
They play tonight 5-1-1 under Jim Montgomery. I actually have to go on KMOX to talk about it. And because of that, Carl, I'm going to lead with that. I'm going to lead with the Blues here at 6:45.
Very nice.
See?
5-1-1 under the new coach.
Wear lavender or purple tonight because it's Hockey Fights Cancer Night.
Very
tonight.
Good.
All right. Good. Tommy, thank you.
Bye, guys.
Appreciate that. Yep, you bet. I hadn't paid no attention. I'm glad you told us that, Carl.
That is Hockey Fights Cancer Night, or that the Blues are playing tonight?
That the Blues are 5-1-1 under the new coach. I had not paid. That had slipped under my radar.
This will be, he has played at home, but this will probably be his first win tonight.
Is that the motivation that they needed? Was that new coach, you think?
He's letting the younger guys play a lot more than Drew Bannister did.
Okay.
Which was, like, why do you have these young guys? Bannister's thing was, you don't want to ruin these young players, so you play them limited number of minutes. But Monty's thing is, we got them, let's play them. And they're scoring and they're
young
playing
legs,
better.
Let's hit it. Absolutely. Yep. Good for him.
They still have teeth to knock out.
They wear guards.
They all wear mouth guards.
I know, but how many hockey players have? If you took when you take those guards out, how many hockey players have at least had a couple teeth knocked out?
Keith Tkachuk, Walt Tkachuk, scored a goal by getting hit in the face, getting a tooth knocked out, and it bounced in the goal.
Oh.
One, and that was like
way to take one for the team, I guess.
Right before he retired.
Yes.
He had kept his entire mouth until right before he retired.
Yep. You got to be tough in that sport. No doubt about it.
Get more at 971talk.com.